Reish Bey, Sif Aleph, Ramah, says, Hodim Vachon Alika Paisa Tzveira, Ayin Shoichon Yachen, Alish Shoichon Alika Tzvir, Avroich Alatofa Tzvira, Roich Alishtois, Roich Alecho, Tzvira Kedei Shavagishta Alid Reikona, a person who is going to eat the tofa before the Iker. For example, he wants to drink and he wants to eat something, so he shouldn't drink on an empty stomach, but he's not really interested in eating, just so that he should be able to drink. He eats some type of seeds of fruit to make the drink sweet. He's eating before he's drinking. The rule is that the reason why you don't make a bracha on the tefillah is because it's covered by the bracha of the ikar. But if you're eating it before the ikar, no bracha covered it. So then you have to make a bracha. This is a tefillah, and you're not eating it for the fact that it's a fruit or a mezuzah, it's just a tefillah, even though you do have to make a bracha on it, you make a shakal no matter what it is. That's the opinion of the Ramah. But there are chareinim that disagree with that. Moghe Avram disagrees. He says the rule is that if the thing, the ikar is a shakal, and you make a shakal on the thing that you're eating as a tefillah. But if the ikar is something else, for example, he wants to drink wine, then you don't make a shakal on the thing before him, because actually a shakal is not the bracha of the ikar. To make the bracha it's supposed to have. The Ma'isa, Mishnah Berurah says, try to avoid this situation since the machlokes, the poskim, and if you have a tefillah, eat some, make a bracha on the ikar, and then afterwards eat the tefillah. Siv Beis, Merkachas, Shemanichim, Rav Kikim, Dakim, Oisim, Nekikim, Havut, Feilu, Merkachas, Adav Yidu, Hashem, Iskab, Nechal, Vachot. You have a thin wafer, and you're just using it to hold up a whole bunch of compote or whatever you're putting on top of it. So, since it's just used to hold it in place, so you shouldn't get your hands dirty when you're eating it, that is considered a tofel to the food that you're eating. Shavur says that by then, they didn't have a very thin wafer. They had a cookie on the bottom that was a very good cookie, and they put the fruit salad or whatever they put on top of it. In such a case, he wants to eat both. It's not just a hefer timsa to eat the thing on top of it. But if he has to make a bracha on both of them. We're talking about when they're not baked together. If they're baked together and there's a mezonos, you make only mezonos. If they're not baked together, so if you have a cookie and you eat something together with the cookie, you have a piece of herring on the cookie, so you make a bracha on both. If you're just smearing some type of peanut butter or cheese or whatever on the cookie just to give flavor to the cookie, then the cookie is ikar, another thing is tofel.